The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
3:07 on the Central Coast. I'm Dave Congleton, welcoming you to another edition, another week of Hometown Radio. Finally up and running now on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Good to be with you. Hope you're well. Hope you can hang out with us all the way until 7 o'clock. We've got a lot of ground to cover, which means later on this hour, Lucy Wickstrom is just back from that month-long tour in Europe. We talked to her before she left. Now let's find out how it went. At 4:05, Sky McClellan checks in. It's time for the 30th anniversary San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. We'll tell you everything you need to know. Rich in Morro Bay weighs in. Bonafide conservative at 5:05. Let's talk about House Speaker Mike Johnson and the big vote last week and what happens now and how conservatives are feeling about the speaker. Bill Ostrander at 6:05. It's a lot, but we'll get through it. It is a Dave Congleton show, always your hometown radio talk show. First up, we have been following the, shall we say, the news in Grover Beach. Big city council meeting tonight, which means we need to get an update from former Grover Beach Mayor Debbie Peterson back on hometown radio. Debbie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. Yeah, tonight's the big reveal.
The big reveal. What's happening?
Yeah.
What time is the meeting? 6?
It's at 6 o'clock, Grover Beach City Chambers at 154 South 8th Street in Grover. And it's the one that the Grover water followers have all been waiting for. The city's promised it's going to tell all about water. And the reason it took so long to do it was they had to hire a PR company.
What?
Yeah. They couldn't just do what they're elected to do, and that is give us the information. They had to hire a PR company to educate us properly.
So is the PR company going to do some kind of presentation tonight?
Well, I don't actually know. The okay. staff report is there, and but before I go into that, I'm wondering, we get so caught up in opinions about recalls and initiatives, and we forget the principles that are embodied in California law. So I'm wondering if before we preview the tell-all meeting tonight, could I just go through those real quickly?
Sure.
So the California Constitution, Article 1, all political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for the benefit of the people. They have the right to alter or reform the same. And the people shall have the right to instruct their representatives and to petition the legislature for redress of grievances. Recall is the power of the voters to remove elected officials before their terms expire, and it's been used by voters for 113 years. Citizens' ballot initiatives are where Californians can propose legislative amendments without the support of the legislative body. And so we're hoping at 5 tonight to hear from the city clerk whether or not she found 235 good signatures amongst the 1,116 voters who signed a petition to repeal the water rate increase. And then on water, the state of California says every human being has the right to safe, clean, affordable, and accessible water.
You've had trouble with this city clerk.
We have. Unfortunately, we're in this endless loop where we submit a petition. She doesn't like it. We make a few little changes that she asks for, and it's gone on for 2 or 3 months. We'll be on to round 6 now, and there are just 5 things that we can't agree on.
Are they major things, Debbie?
I think they're major. They're things of principle. We don't care about punctuation. People find it one way, and if it's punctuated a little differently, that's fine with us. But it's things like, we said, people believe Karen Bright voted to add $1,000, that's the mayor, to the average water bill so she could bring a wastewater plant into South Grover and rip up our newly repaired residential streets with 16 wells and pipelines. And that that information comes straight from her vote and from the Central Coast Blue reports. So that's one example. There are another three like that as well.
All right. So let's back up a second, though. Before the meeting, you're going to have a rally. You're going to have a protest. What are you having?
We are at 5 o'clock on 8th and Grand. We are going to have a peaceful protest. The protests have been really fun. We've met a lot of our neighbors, and it's very friendly. It's, you know, no hostility there. We're just trying to make our point.
All right. But also at 5 o'clock, you will hear from the city clerk.
Yes. We hope so. Yes. And that's about the initiative to repeal the water rate increase that they put in December, when it was $99 million for the project and it would double our water bills. But 3 months later, it went up to $159 million and Arroyo Grande pulled out of it. So we're thinking, that sounds like a quadruple of our water bills.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot they just put in that response. So let me break that down. Isn't it true they just lost a $10 million grant?
Yes. Well, in fact, you know, they never had it, because when I called in to the water agency and I spoke on that topic on their agenda, they said, oh, well, that's not on our agenda because we don't have a complete application yet. So I don't know how you can lose what you never got, but apparently they were anticipating $15 million, and now it looks like they'll be lucky to get $5
million. All right.
And that's if they apply.
Former Grover Beach Mayor Debbie Peterson is previewing tonight's very important Grover Beach City Council meeting. Do they Zoom that live? Can people watch that from home?
Yes, they can. And if you go to grover.org, you can go ahead and connect on the agendas, and they'll tell you how you can watch it on Zoom or how you can call in, and then how you can watch it after the fact at slowspan.org.
All right. So, Arroyo Grande, what have they decided to do in terms of Central Coast Blue?
Well, they said that they're not going to spend any more money on it. And that's interesting because they're in a contract that states that they must spend money on it. If they want out, they have to give a 6-month notice and pay up until then. But there would be an option for Grover, Pismo, and Arroyo Grande simply to agree now to dissolve it. And that would save us a lot of money over the next 6 months.
Here's what I don't understand, and I'm an outsider. I don't have any stake in Grover Beach, but I don't understand if Arroyo Grande has said they're not going to spend any more money. That would seem to me, Debbie, to send a pretty large message to Pismo and Grover that, well, maybe we should reconsider. Am I missing something?
I think that's the elephant in the room. And what is so bizarre is all along, everyone has said, it's all on Grover. It's all on Grover. If Grover pulls out, it's over. And Arroyo Grande pulled out. So doesn't that also mean it's over? That would be my question. But according to the staff report, we should go ahead and do Central Coast Blue because no matter what happens, our only option, according to Central Coast Blue and according to our staff, is to inject water into our aquifer using a very expensive system of wells and punching many holes in and destroying many streets.
Well, we have plenty of water now.
We have a good 5 years worth. If it never rains again for 5 years, we've got enough water, according to Zone 3, which is the folks who run Lopez Lake for us.
I know it calls for speculation on your part, Debbie, but it's worth asking anyway. Given everything you've just outlined in the last few minutes, why is that 3-vote majority on the Grover Beach City Council determined to plot ahead with this?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm wondering if, have we polarized? Do they just hate us so much now that they're going to do it no matter what? I don't know. I really don't know the answer.
I hope somebody's going to ask them that tonight. I mean, is there a chance for public comment?
Yes, yes. There'll be public comment on the topic. It is the last on the agenda, but it's not a big agenda. So hopefully folks won't have to sit for too long before they're allowed to say something.
And we don't know who the PR firm is, do we?
Not yet. No, we don't.
All right, short break. We'll come back and chat more with former Grover Beach Mayor and author and local government watchdog Debbie Peterson. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. X Dr. Beau Bridges joins us tomorrow on Wednesday. Jack Keller is a little concerned about the budget situation here in California. We'll give him a platform. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Lucy Wickstrom joins us after news at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, we're back in conversation with former Grover Beach mayor, local government watchdog, and author Debbie Peterson. Debbie, by the way, what's your website?
It is Grover, H2O, O is in the letter O, .com, GroverH2O.com. And you'll find all of the dates that you can sign petitions and the places. They'll all be right there on the first page.
So there's a lot here. I mean, we're talking about there's a recall going on. You're trying to recall the mayor and two of the city council members. There's a whole debate over Central Coast Blue. But you're also trying to change the status of the city clerk from an appointed to an elected position.
Yes, and the unfortunate thing is we didn't want to do any of these things. We just wanted the city to listen, and they haven't listened. Instead, they've obstructed. They've made it difficult to do anything at all. They've made the democratic process basically a joke. There hasn't been transparency. And so the last thing we have left is to make the city clerk's job an elected position so that she answers, or he answers, to the people rather than being employed by the city clerk, who's employed by the city council. And so that is our current petition, because we haven't been able, she won't release our recall petitions.
So if she had been elected, how would that change the current situation? How would that have made it easier for you?
I think it would have been easier for her more than anything, because then the city clerk isn't dependent on doing the will of the city manager or the city council in order to keep her job. She's independent. It's a little bit like when we had a treasurer in California years and years ago who was elected and said, I'm not passing the budget until you do X because what you did was illegal. Well, that is the job of a city clerk, but when she's employed by the city manager, that's very difficult.
Yeah. All right, for folks just tuning in, let's remind them of the two parts for tonight. One is the protest gathering at 5 o'clock.
Yes, we'll be on 8th and Grand. We'll have signs if people haven't got their own, and we just want to make ourselves heard. And then we'll go into the city council meeting at 6 o'clock. And again, people can speak during public comment on anything they'd like to be at the beginning of the meeting and on this topic a little bit further in on one of the agenda items.
So the protest itself, what's the focus of the protest of the three issues we mentioned?
The focus really is transparency and good government. We want them to repeal those high water rates. We want them to take a look at the alternatives available to us so that we know we can afford what's needed. And nothing's been evaluated for, oh my goodness, since 2016, I think. And really all they did in tonight's staff report is say, here's what those prices would be in 2024 figures. But they didn't evaluate any new technology. They didn't really cross-reference the costs. But most of the options were significantly less expensive than Central Coast Blue. And that's what we're asking for, just an independent look at the costs and benefits to make it something we can afford.
You've been at this for a while. Do you think you're making a difference?
Well, the difference is that there are probably 4,000 people in Grover Beach who are really well alert to all of this because they've either signed, well, they've all signed something saying, we want to be heard, we need to be heard. So from that point of view, I'm thrilled. I don't know if we've made any headway with the city council. They seem to be trying to be a little bit more open in their meetings. We'll see tonight. Remember, at the last meeting in December, they had 38 seats available in a room that holds 104. So we'll see tonight if they let people in or not.
Well, they took a lot of blowback on that last stunt, so I hope they don't do it twice.
Personally, I hope not, too.
Personally speaking.
We keep being surprised, unfortunately.
So what are you hoping will come out of the meeting tonight? What's the realistic goal?
Well, the realistic goal is probably that nothing's going to come out of it tonight. They're going to stick to their guns, that we have to have this project. We have to pay for it no matter what. They have said they've paused it, but we don't really see that there's any pause in the spending. The ideal would be that they have their 235 signatures for the initiative. They'll know that, and they just simply repeal it. If they did that, there would be a big celebration. People would it would change everything.
When they say we're pausing, what exactly does that mean?
That's a good question. We wonder what that means, too, because they've withdrawn some grants. They've withdrawn some permit applications. But in the staff report for tonight's meeting, you can get that at Grover.org, they're saying they're just going to go ahead and do it in another year or two. So I don't know what's their point in pausing, except maybe to put us off track.
Couple text messages coming in on the Stolberg line. Text number one, listener wants to know Pismo Beach's reaction to the decision by Arroyo Grande.
We haven't heard anything about that. I'm not sure what their reaction is. I've always been very friendly with the mayor of Pismo, and he and I certainly are still on speaking terms. We recognize he's doing what his city needs. I'm doing what my city needs. So there's not, we're not looking to polarize things. We're just looking for collaboration and for open government.
Could Central Coast Blue proceed with only two of the three cities involved? Or do you need all three?
Not according to the contract, no. They would have to remodel it, revise it.
Also on the text line, I would like to see Grover Beach join Arroyo Grande in dropping Central Coast Blue, but I do not want to be associated with a group that is trying to recall elected officials.
I understand that. Doing a recall is painful. Everybody thinks how awful it would be to be in that position and has empathy for that. The problem is, how awful is it to... In some cases, actually force people out of their homes because they simply cannot afford those water bills. There's a huge impact on people when they're not listened to by their government, and it is a legitimate effort.
All right, let's sneak in a couple more phone calls here. We've got Jim and Grover. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Hi.
I just had a quick question, a very serious question though, in that. There seems to be a lot of consternation over the city clerk rejecting these proposals for the recall and whatnot.
Right.
I'd like to know specifically what they are. You mentioned one. I'd like to know what they are because that's the crux of this whole matter.
Yeah.
I mean, you're mad at the city clerk. She keeps kicking these things back. But I'd like to know what it is that she's rejecting.
Can you do it quickly, Debbie? I'm almost out of time.
Sure. The wastewater plant will dump South Grover property values and force unacceptable impacts. Dan Rushing voted to make the Grover Beach the industrial area of Pismo and Arroyo Grande, and Rushing approved a project to tear up newly repaired residential streets. That's the crux of it.
Yeah. Jim?
Well, I don't know if those are all factual. That's probably why they're being looked at a little more closely.
Well, we shall see tonight. Jim, thank you. Quick response, Debbie.
Well, I was wondering if that's Jim, the mayor's boyfriend. I'm not sure. I didn't add the first one, which is that I mentioned earlier, and I also didn't mention that they've said that it's fine for Councilmember Zimmerman to put his in late, to put his response in late, but they wouldn't allow any Grover residents to do their protest votes late or do them unsigned. And they're allowing that concession to a council member. And we find that unreasonable. We find it to be a double standard.
I got 40 seconds for you to remind us what's happening tonight, Debbie Peterson.
Well, tonight at 5 o'clock at Grand Avenue and 8th Street, people who are opposing opposing the water rate increase can protest. And they can come along to the city council meeting at 6 o'clock at 154 South 8th Street in Grover Beach. And then later this week, there'll be a couple of opportunities. If you go to groverh2o.com, you'll find out where you can sign petitions, and we'll have those available at every event, including tonight.
All right, Debbie Peterson, thank you for joining us today. Good luck tonight. Keep us posted.
Thanks, Dave.
Off we go. We got news, traffic, weather. Back on the other side, Lucy Wickstrom just spent the entire month of March in Europe. How'd it go? We'll find out. You're listening to Hometown Radio.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.